about how we can be generous people, about how we can all come together to support this church. But I'd like to ask you first to consider rather the ways in which you have received generosity, the times in your life when you have been not the donor, but the recipient. And I'd like to begin by reading this piece by Karen Soldick Anderson about her visit to the Boston Holocaust Memorial. Names of hundreds of thousands of survivors towered above me, neatly written on giant plexiglass monuments. At eye level, sayings and quotes by survivors are etched into the structures. I got stuck in front of one. For 5 minutes, my feet cemented themselves to the pavement below me. I watched the construction workers eat their sandwiches from sturdy metal lunch boxes. A busload of kids walked around me, engrossed in the woes of seventh grade life. But the world stopped for a while as I, feet still stuck, read and reread the quote. Tears trickled out. I jotted down the quote on a piece of paper and brought it home. This tiny piece of paper received its own folder. I'd open it up, read the quote, and refile, only to pick it up again a few days later. It was magnetic. The words were by Gerda Weissman Klein. Ilsa, a childhood friend of mine, once found a raspberry in the camp and carried it in her pocket all day to present to me that night. Imagine a world in which your entire possession is one raspberry and you give it to a friend. I tried to imagine. I tried to put myself in Gerda's place, in Ilsa's place. I couldn't. I would sit on the back steps of my house, eyes closed, trying to imagine the misery, the wonder of such a gift, the selflessness of the act. I couldn't get there. Until one day, with a raspberry pint resting in my lap, I'd lift one up and think of gifts given, selfless giving by others. My mother's words of comfort the day I came home from school, humiliated because I had been the first one to misspell a word in the spelling bee. My sister's half smile and strong hands clenching mine, whispering words of comfort past the drones of machines and pumps and tubes during my ICU internment hell. My lover's words to me, that to him I am grace. With each thought I ate a raspberry. Something previously unimaginable now took shape. My vessel of life was full, filled with gifts. I felt Gerda's words and life in a way I couldn't comprehend before. By getting to the gifts that were given to me, all residing within, like well-eaten raspberries. And so I invite you today to reflect upon the gifts you have been given, whether they have been words or objects, hugs or perfectly blue skies, opportunities or raspberries. Often we can't return in kind the gifts we receive. How do you return the favor for a perfect spring day or for stars in a night sky? Sometimes we don't even know the source of the gift. Sometimes we do not know the opportunity or the resources, whether emotional or financial, to respond. How do we thank people who built this church and left it to us as their legacy? We have no way to return that favor except to continue their legacy, to care for this church and for each other, to pass that legacy on to the next generation. No one of us can run this church alone. It takes all of us to make up this community and to do its work. When we enter these doors, we receive gifts, not only from the people that came before us, but from each other person who sits beside you today. In the spirit of thankfulness for their generosity, let us hear the words of today's service through those gifts, all residing within like well-eaten raspberries. May we in silence take a few moments to think of the gifts that we have been given.